Then we'd like to look at the mechanics, the methodology of the practice of a mantra. We've covered before the out loud or externally explicitly expressed mantra. We've talked about whispered mantra that flows in and out, an intermediate practice, and we've talked about mental repetition work with a mantra entirely internally, more of a pure meditation, if you will. Today we are looking specifically at the external expression being the one that has the highest capacity for containing the mind, the senses, eyes, ears, nose, taste, touch, engaging our senses, engaging our bodies in the process of cultivation, withdrawing us from the countless drags that the sense objects exert on our senses, as in we are overcoming distraction by means of more externalized practice. All right? Now in here, if you are in a more patient, peaceful frame of mind, you inhale and you may draw out the mantra for the entire duration of your exhalation, like this. So okay, one exhalation, one mantra. Or if you feel that the mind needs more rapid and quick engagement, then multiple mantras in a single exhalation is fine, as follows. Soham, 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 soham. And with each repetition, try, while I've said, feel free to play with the mantra, find your tuning, but in a single exhalation and in a couple of consecutive utterances, try to hold the same shape, so you can actually feel through repetition what's going on in there, rather than being hectic about the interplay with the sound. So one breath, one mantra, or one breath, multiple mantras, both are fine. Now then, looking at the playful interaction we have, we can play with the rhythm. So hang, so hang, so hang. So hang, so hang, so hang, so hang. Pacing. Or, as in this example you just heard, you will notice a binary pitch. So hang, so hang, so hang. Or, so hang, so hang, so hang. Now the first one, because so and hang both have different impacts, different charges. So is more of a projected opening, a tunnel. So, and hang is more of an implosion into embodiment of the breath. Hang. Okay? And now if you lift so and drop hang, so hang, so hang, so hang, you will feel an opening followed by deepening into further into your body, into your presence here. If you reverse the polarity, so hang, so hang, so hang, you will find that there is a conduit, a tunnel opening from within you And hung becomes the externalization, the expression. This feeling will come to you as you work with the sound. These can be practiced. They are all beneficial modes of engagement with the sound. Then, the sound can be rooted in different centers of our being. A person speaking without a feeling will be using their lips, mostly. I mean, they will obviously use their vocal cords to shape the sound, but it sounds like not much is happening beyond their mouth. They are speaking words without a charge. So hum, so hung, so hung, so hung, so hung. I can do that for 100 years and it will not make me experience anything particularly interesting. All right? Then we can put more attention to our vocal cords, root sound in here. Resonance is being felt here. So hung, so hung, so hung. When you place your hand here, you will feel a certain strong vibration. Again, come to the chest. We speak from the heart, as it were. So hung, so hung, so hung. There is also a certain softness that comes into it. And just as a mantra may be rooted in the heart, so too speech can be rooted in the heart. Then moving onward into our navel, abdomen, diaphragm, this sort of general area, which is where more punch comes into our recitation. So hung, so hung, so hung, so hung. If I lift my shirt, you will see. So hung, so hung, so hung. I'm actually using my stomach to pump the sound out and to root it deeper. Again, we can go deeper still, all the way to the root, the perineum, down in the middle, in there. Attend first, bring your concentration to the center you are rooting the sound in, and then feel your breath going in, reaching all the way there, pouring the sound out. So hung, so hung, so hung. There's a different vibration that comes into being and a different impact. This one is considerably more grounding. So this practice is useful in exploring the vibration and the different vital centers of your being. Again, if you play with pitch, you will notice that it is naturally shifting our attention and also the vibration to particular areas of our being. A couple of examples. Here, my regular spoken voice, I am just simply rooting it whole body balanced without attempting to anchor it anywhere in particular. So hung, so hung, so hung. Okay? And I'm mostly feeling it in the chest and throat area. Suppose I take a lower pitch. So hung, so hung, so hung. In order to use that sound, I'm naturally drawn to below the diaphragm, into the navel, the abdominal area that I engage with the sound. We can go deeper still, lower still. So hung, so hung. which goes very deep into my root to a point where my buttocks, my anus, is opening and contracting in generating the sound. Okay? Again, we can go higher. So, hang, so, hang, so, hang. In here, I'm feeling the top of my palate and this general area being more active. If you do that, you will feel a certain buzz in your third eye, in your lateral cranium, etc. It's a different kind of healing. Again, you can go ultra high. So, that gets you more toward your higher cognitive areas in the brain and also to the crown center of your vital energetic body. This can all be played with. They're all beneficial. But don't do too much channel surfing. Find a tuning. Stay with it for a while. Get a deeper experience, and then again, experiment with the next. We have all of these options to not make you bored, and also to make you well-rounded. Also, melodies are there. You will find certain pitches in a melody that may pour out more spontaneously. So hang, 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 etc. Now this is the channel surfing, chakra surfing, playful interaction with the sound, really more of a singing than a recitation modality. We'll not give you a very high containment of the mind or concentration of your consciousness, unlike a singular sound. So hung, so hung, so hung. Would affect, but it is good if your mind is wandering and you want to bring it back into containment by giving it a broader field of stimulation. Again, what works for you at this time is what works for you at this time. Find it, engage it, use the different modalities to your benefit. Don't be stuck in a particular mode of operation. Be versatile. Be an explorer of the experience. And through that experience, come closer to grasping and feeling and seeing what is this that we're talking about, the that comes in countless forms. Again, while a two-syllable mantra like this is beautiful in its simplicity, we may want to give it a bit of tuning. For example, suppose we are not looking at that which is the ultimate domain behind the veils, but we want to train in unification with something more immediate. As we've experienced with our training with water before, immersed in water or contemplating on water with the affirmation, I am the water, the water miss me, I and the water are one, aka I am that, that is me, and we are all together and one. So we can put a tuning before the soham to concentrate our intention. Dhruv han bhumi sohan, dhruv han bhumi sohan. I am the steadiness of earth, bhumi sohan. I am that. Raso hang apsu sohang, raso hang apsu sohang. I am the flowing essence of water, that I am. Tejo hang agni sohang, tejo hang agni sohang. I am the splendor of fire, agni, that I am. Yatro hang vayu sohang, yatro hang vayu sohang. I am the journey of the wind, that I am. I am the stillness of earth, bhumi. I am the flowing essence of water, apsu. I am the splendor of fire, agni. And I am the journey of the wind, vayu. Again, if you want to go a notch deeper, there is also beyond the four elements, space. Shunyo hang vyoma sohang, shunyo hang vyoma sohang. I am the emptiness in the expanse, the ether, the outer space, what have you. That I am. Or Pragyanam Brahma Sohang, Pragyanam Brahma Sohang. I am the culmination of knowledge in the absolute, that I am. There is another classical saying, Mahavakya, from philosophy of Vedanta. Pragyanam Brahma. The absolute is the knowledge, realization itself. Again, also that I am. So whatever it is that you are, try to be something solid, something coherent, something elemental, something pure, something intrinsic to all of existence. And through this exploration, you will find that you are becoming all of these things. Your microcosmic bubble is filling with the essence of the universe, and the latent potentials in your being are awakening one by one, one by one, harmonizing, negotiating their relations, becoming a wholesome being that is ripe to hatch from the golden egg, a butterfly ready to shred its cocoon. And what, be a merry child of the universe or some expression like that. I'm not trying to avoid a cheesy expression, right? But, you know, good stuff, all right? As in being the maximum potential of a human being integrated with all of whatever it is that is basically the orientation here. and through the practice of mantra, among one of the methods, step by step, through patient, diligent, attentive, and wholehearted practice, we're getting there. So that's as far as it goes today. Enjoy your practice.